Welcome back to the Michigan Business Beat, brought to you on the Michigan Business Network. Chris Holman here, coming to you from our studios at the Capital Region International Airport in Lansing, Michigan. And we're going to spend a little time as we run kind of across the state with Eric Looper. He is the president of the Citizens Research Council in Livonia, which, Eric, just as a side note, I grew up in Livonia, so I know the area well. How you doing?
I'm doing great. It's great to reconnect with you.
It actually is, and we haven't talked to each other really since the Mackinac Policy Conference. So let's remind everybody a little bit about what exactly the Citizens Research Council is.
We are a 108-year-old public policy research organization, not-for-profit organization, the most trusted voice on public policy in Michigan. We deal with the facts and we give independent, nonpartisan analysis so that you can apply whatever policy lens you want to it. But if we don't start with the facts, then we're just going to end up in an even worse situation than we've been in for the last couple of years.
Well, I have to feel that after 100 years, you've got a few of these things down. So we're going to absolutely trust you in what you're talking about. Your group recently released the first in a two-part series of reports that were kind of assessing and analyzing the city of Detroit's economic condition. And this has been an interesting thing to watch. It wasn't that many years ago that they were in bankruptcy. So let's talk a little bit about what your current research shows.
Yeah, so we were asked by the city council, the Detroit City Council, to provide an assessment of the current economic condition of the city. And the goal with the research is to ask whether the city continues to need to provide tax abatements, and the Downtown Development Authority in the Central Business District, do we need to continue that operation, or has the city recovered to a point that it's able to compete and its citizens are benefiting from the growth that's coming in? And clearly the city is doing better. We should put that out there. It's not all doom and gloom, even though the numbers I'm going to tell you, but the population peaked in the 1950s somewhere, and it continues on a downward trend. They haven't reversed that trend yet, that people are moving back into the city, and it's on a growth path again. The education of the residents of the city are below its surrounding communities. There are fewer people holding college degrees or post-secondary degrees. And so the ability to attract businesses and knowing that the workforce is there is a challenge. The income of the city residents is substantially below Southeast Michigan, substantially below the state median as you look at that type of stuff. And what's more, being a predominantly Black city, the income disparities that have always been an issue, as long as Detroit has been the industrial hub that it is, those disparities are growing wider and wider, even while the city continues to grow. Poverty continues to be an issue. Unemployment is higher in the city than other areas. So there are just so many of those issues that even though I start with the premise that the residents are doing better, there's so much room to grow, so much room to get better.
Well, and I was going to say, so what comes out of this? You present this situation. What will happen with the information that you're giving to whoever commissioned it?
Yeah, so every time there's a lot of growth going on, this is great, right? The downtown is redeveloping, the midtown, there's a lot of business interest in coming into the city. That's all a great thing. But the economics of being in the city don't play well for a business. The cost of constructing, the cost of being in the city, taxes, cost of community benefits agreement, all those things add up to make it more expensive to be in the city than the revenue they'll get for whatever reason. And so the city council is going to use our information then to evaluate these requests for tax abatements and evaluate the Downtown Development Authority and the longevity. And phase two will then begin to ask, where's the room for reform? How can we do better?
Okay, now you said you were a nonprofit. How are you funded, though? Are you funded by who walks in the door and commissions research?
We get some of our funding from commissioned research, but predominantly foundations and businesses that value the work that we do. We make Michigan a better place. We make policymaking better because there's good information out there to base it on. And Businesses want to have low taxes. They want government that works well. So economic, efficient provision of services. And you can't do that without good public policy, good information to start it with.
Eric, I do not want to put you in any kind of a political circumstance, but the question is, when this comes out, do you feel like our representation in Lansing is listening? Because there, a lot of times I think they're listening to the wrong people for their direction.
You know, that's always a challenge, but we do find that they are listening. We do find that they're consuming our information. They don't always agree with it. We heard before the worst thing that we can do is put out information that was contrary to the mood that they wanted, the direction they want to go. But we have to stick to who we are and put out good information. And over time, people are going to realize that and flock to it.
Well, and the information is always objective, which is the most important thing. Eric Looper, president of the Citizens Research Council in Livonia, Michigan. Thanks so much for joining us, my friend. And we'll bother you again so you can keep us up to date on your current research.
Thanks again for having me.
You're listening to the Michigan Business Beat on the Michigan Business Network. I'm Chris Holman.